on to item number 16 is the TMDL Development and Implementation Status Report.
Well, actually, you were going to go to the 21, the EO's report, part, the portion of that that,
you're going to go that
dealt with timber harvest.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You
just,
did.
Just yeah. The timber. Part.
That's fine. Sure.
So what I was referring to is item 21.
Page 12.
Page 12. Thank you. And what we talked about here was that we had started this calendar year near the beginning of the year with the idea that we're going to get into the business of evaluating the all the data that has been coming in since we've adopted the general waiver and evaluating the usefulness of it, whether the program needs to change. And we also, in the meantime, had received some suggestions. It refers to Ms. Webb here, Big Creek Lumber, some suggestions for ways to streamline the processing of timber waivers. And we actually kind of started down that road of doing that evaluation, realized that it would affect the timing of our approval of individual waivers. We ended up getting more individual waivers this year than we expected or has been the norm. And so we changed gears and said, well, we've got to get back to processing the individual waivers so that folks can conduct their business and we provide prompt service. So we did that. But in this third paragraph here, it makes it sound as if that whole business of trying to improve the process and evaluating the monitoring data and everything is going to put off to some time uncertain, it says in the last paragraph, in the future. So what I wanted to mention is that we have talked in the meantime about pulling out the one specific suggestion in particular about ways to streamline the process and not get that all balled up into the more complicated issue of evaluating all the data and trying to figure out how to refine the monitoring program and all that, because that will probably be fairly involved. And so what we have talked about was potentially proceeding, we have to talk with our council about this, but proceeding with the concept of, well, I'll back up. First of all, what's happening is that we received the documents for approval. Most of them are handled administratively, tier 1, 2, 3, and really it boils down to how much monitoring is added. And that's true to some degree with the tier 4s, although as you saw today, we had some other changes. But what we're talking about with the ones where we come in and we do an initial screen to make sure that we agree that they are, in fact, tier 1, 2, or 3, is having a de facto approval, but saying that they would have to do the monitoring that's associated with Tier 3, and so then they could proceed. Then as we are able to get to them and take a look on a more detailed level, we may find that they're not really Tier 3, they're Tier 2 or 1, in which case we would notify the timber harvester that their monitoring can drop back to whatever the appropriate level is. And that way, we would not really be losing anything in that it really, like I said, it boils down to how much monitoring is required if we just require them to have the maximum monitoring for Tier 3 from the get-go. And if, in fact, they want to do that, that would streamline the approval process. So that's it in a nutshell. Hopefully that was clear. I don't know if you want to, any of you, either Julia or Matt, want to add anything to that concept. Okay. So I don't know if that just as far as input from the board, if that sounds like a reasonable way to go. It seems, like I said, we've got to talk with council in terms of if that's within the parameters of what you've already approved. But let's assume that it is legal. Do you see any problems with that? Would be one question. And you probably ought to hold off on your maybe on your comments until you hear from the folks who wish to address that issue. So that's it.
Okay. I do have cards for item 21, this portion, and Mr. Collins. Okay. And David Finlin?
Linup.
Sorry for mispronouncing your name.
Good morning. David Van Linup, Redwood Empire Sawmills, registered professional forester. Just a couple of brief comments on anything that the board could facilitate between us and staff, as they had asked in the past, for some opportunities to streamline. We as applicants continue to be hopefully creative and flexible on ways to help staff process things in a more timely manner, whether that's things that we can do in terms of providing information, if that is there's different opportunities that exist. I can't remember some of the things that we've talked to staff about. Staff's been receptive to some of those ideas, and it's just been a matter of staff time, you know, in an absolute sense, that have kept them from taking a look at this, as I understand. And we do appreciate the effort that staff has gone to get back to processing our waivers, which get us back to work, and that is much appreciated. But in the grander picture, if we can work on some ways to possibly streamline this process in terms of the approval and not necessarily the review of the THP or any of the compilation of data, but the actual processing time that staff needs, I think that would do well for staff time allotments and also help us get done what we need to do. So just wanted to offer up that we're hopeful and we continue to try to have some good ideas and dialogue with staff on things that we can help with in that facilitation process. Thank you.
Any questions? Anyone else like to talk on this item?
Mr. Berlage.
You didn't have a...
Yeah, he marked.
Oh, that's right, he did on his card. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Jeffries, members of the board. Bob Berlage again with Big Creek Lumber. And I'll try not to reiterate the points that Mr. Van Linup made. Certainly, though, appreciate the fact that, you know, the emphasis on plan approval or waiver approval is extremely important to us. You know, we have had some timeline issues in the past, some of them minor, some of them of more considerable concern. Not being able to start projects in the spring when we're normally used to getting started, particularly with our timber fallers. We did lose a couple of long-term employees because there just wasn't sufficient work for them at the start of the season, and they needed full-time work in order to live in an area that's pretty expensive. But we do very much look forward to the opportunity to discuss with staff some of these options. I think there's a lot of growing pains with a new process for the board, for staff, for the regular public, as well as the public in general. And hopefully we can land on some solutions that in no way reduce the board's concern and effectiveness relative to water quality protection. We think we've got a few ideas and suggestions, and as I said, we welcome the opportunity to explore those with staff at the earliest possible convenience. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
Questions of the staff? Board? Staff? Julie? Do you have any comments? Don't have to.
Well, I don't have anything very extensive, but I agree. I think that the way Mr. Briggs described these ideas, I think they're very feasible, and I think they would benefit everybody involved in the process. So I'm in support of moving forward with such a process, and again with the caveat of legal counsel helping us plug any holes, that we don't lose any authority or ability to take enforcement action if the dischargers aren't managing their sites appropriately. But I could see this freeing up a lot of staff's time to proceed with other things that we've discussed about this program, including the data analysis and other such things. So, but yeah, that's pretty much my comments.
Okay. We'll go on to item number 16.
Well, I was wondering if what we'll do is, unless you have any direction otherwise, but I I think it's going to be within the authority that the board has already granted as part of the waiver process. Like I said, it's not something that we've had a chance to explore with council, so we will go ahead and do that right away. If I see a nodding of heads, so.
Mr. Shelton?
Would you feel more comfortable if we gave you that authority now?
No, I just want to make sure that you didn't see some fatal flaw with that or think that there was something wrong with it. All right, we'll proceed then.
Okay.
Sorry for interrupting.
That's okay. I'm just trying to make your 2 o'clock deadline here.